USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally caused at least $29 million of damage in just one Florida county. The post-tropical depression still heading up the East Coast, causing rain in North Carolina and Virginia. More than 320,000 customers are still without power. Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, hid data on coronavirus infections emerging from bars and restaurants in Lower Broadway, an entertainment district famous for live music and honky-tonks, because the numbers were too low. That's what leaked emails revealed.
I believe that the mayor happens to substitute his wisdom on a regular basis, and there seems to be a heavy-handed approach to his management style.
Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump announced a new round of pandemic assistance to farmers of about $13 billion at a campaign rally in Wisconsin, delivering aid to an important sector in a battleground state.
Starting next week, my administration is committing an additional, you've been asking for this for a long time, $13 billion in relief to help farmers recover from the China virus, including Wisconsin's incredible dairy, cranberry, and ginseng farmers who got hurt badly.
Wisconsin is known for its milk and cheese industries, which have been hard hit by both trade conflicts with China and the COVID-19 pandemic. Hard alcohol is coming soon to Cracker Barrel locations across the country. The Southern-style food chain is set to add alcohol to menus at hundreds of its restaurants following a test run in a few states earlier this year. Cracker Barrel operates 660 restaurants across the country. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans are grocery shopping less but spending more. Consumer spending at grocery stores jumped 6% from $310 a month to $330 a month on average. However, supermarket trips are dropping nearly 11% compared to a year ago. Benjamin Lohr is the author of a new book titled The Secret Life of Groceries. I had a chance to chat with Lohr, and we talk about how grocery stores are coping with the coronavirus pandemic.
I mean, there's a big intuitive shift that I think everyone knows. Like, everyone went through this phase of building little bomb shelter pantries with shelf-stable items and canned goods. And then everyone went kind of gaga for flour. And we went into, like, a national home ec moment where everyone was baking at rates that were much higher. And there was actually scarcity of flour. Yeast sales were up 600%. So there's those shifts. But then there's more subtle ones, grocery shop has obviously changed. Lists are back. The grocery insiders would always say millennials have killed off the grocery list and did shopping three times a week. And that's no longer the case. Now we do kind of consistent shops. But I think the biggest shift is that it really accelerated the rise of the online store and these dark stores, which is the industry term for stores that aren't customer facing, but just exist to supply online trade.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.